Well, no problem.
Hey, Robin, John Call here. How's it going?
Hanging in there like a herd of biscuits.
So, I'll need about 10 minutes of your time if you're ready to get this wrapped up.
Hold on, let me change this paper information up for you.
What was that?
I'm trying to pay for a fucking, CRM.
What? Oh, that's right, the fancy CRM. I'm joking, the other one, right?
No. Yeah, this is the actual one. Fuck that CRM they got. Man, I just had to clear the office the fuck out. I just come in here and just goddamn snap. Not quite, but take off some chit chat. I can snap. All right, what do you need from me, John?
So basically, again, I'm going to fill in everything for you. I'm also going to fill in, we're not doing an onboarding call. That's what you prefer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So in order to bypass that, and that's okay, I'm going to fill in a couple of things for you that they would collect on the onboarding call. So give me 1 second here. So do you have your license number and expiration date?
Yeah, my license number is 0505-29755.
0505-29755?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then that's fine for now. I don't know if I need expiration date if you don't have it off the top of your head. Okay, and then we're going to publish your physical address or hide it? Do you have an office address?
No, we're storm chasers. Hell no.
Say that one more time.
For now, no, we're storm chasers, but I'm trying to build a team to do that and me to stay in this office.
Okay, so
there's no way I can hand this over to somebody else.
Right. So the 117 Brookwood Drive, publish that online or no?
That's my slutty ass ex-wife's fucking grandmother's house.
Oh, okay. So what's a good home base for you? Or your address?
Man, John, I told you I'm a fucking ex-junkie. I ain't never had a home base. let's call it 8801 Connors Road, Villarica, Georgia.
Okay. All right. And then because your current online listing shows the 117 Brookwood, you want us to just make your address not published, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. See, everything's on Google. I fucked around, put on Google. Everything. I mean, everything that's done to Google, I did. So anything if it's not right, just redo it or fix it or whatever you got to do. I don't care. But
okay.
I don't really care for our shit to be published like that, right? Because really, right. We don't have a storefront for them to look at and all that.
Right. Okay. And then you're going to take down your website because that's what Town Square is providing, and then we'll build a new website on DemcoRoofing.com. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know. Can y'all not just get a DNS record?
Well, that's what I'm saying, but we still have to do a new build, and we'll still copycat a lot of the text and the content and whatnot, but when it comes to copyrights, we cannot just do everything exactly as such, right? So we have to do it with our own voting.
Well, there's an about us page. It's like me and my family scratch that motherfucker.
Okay.
You
no worries.
You some new photos about us and Demco Roofing. I'll send you some pictures of us and Demco Roofing, but about us, no. I just get my team set up, have them all wear their polos, and we'll just take a team photo, and you can take group of claim specialists because we ain't a roofer by no means. I don't know how to put a fucking roof on, but I know how to get your roof paid for by your insurance.
And then you own this domain, right? You own DemcoRoofing.com?
Yes, I own that, yes.
Okay. And then you have the username and password? for that domain? You don't have to provide it now. Just make sure you have it so that way you can provide it to us.
I mean, it was with Wix, and then Town Square went and took it. They told me, you know, best we just hold this DNS record. You'll still be the owner. So I don't know if they changed that, but I do have what I had when it was at Wix.
Okay. So you'll get it back after you cancel Town Square, right?
Sure.
Well, if you don't get it back, let us know, and then we'll just put it on a new domain, right?
I 100% own that domain. I mean, I made it through Wix, or some other guy made it through Wix, and then I needed an SEO company, and they just came at me at the right time. And
okay.
I didn't even hear the word CRM. I kept explaining to them, we don't need the CRM. We use a CRM. I will never use your CRM. Well, you can integrate it. I don't have time to integrate my fucking kids. What do you mean?
Right. And then to make sure that I'm choosing the right keywords, we already talked about it, but I'll grab it from your website. Restoration, insurance claims, retail claims, commercial roofing. Those are some of the main things you want to focus on, right?
Yeah. Residential roofing. Yeah.
I'll capture it for your website. Your website, you having
LLC.
Go ahead.
I've got another
okay.
LLC that I kind of want to integrate into this website. I'll send you the logo, because I'm going to S-Corp. The SEC, or it's called South Elite Claims. I'm going to S-Corp that. I'm going to keep Demco under an LLC, so when I go through this divorce, she owns half of Demco. But there's no way in hell she can fuck with that, because she didn't fucking have any kind of operations with it. I mean, she was supposed to, she didn't. And I'm not going to down her all the way just because she's a whore. Because she's a badass at what she does in the office, but she just wasn't badass enough to run two of them at the pace that I wanted to go. You know what I mean? I guess you thought I was going to be a one-man operation and pussy fart around all the time, and I ain't no pussy fart.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then let me ask you this. I like this guy. What mission statement do you want us to put? I didn't find one specifically on your website, so what do you want as a mission statement?
I got like a bio that I wrote up. I can send it to you right now. I don't know.
I see on the bio with the photos of like the kids and whatnot.
I didn't write that shit.
Okay. Yeah, send me that. That'd be perfect. That'll help a lot. And then, so I'll make sure all that.
You can put this in your AI shit or whatever y'all do, and clean it up. But I'm pretty educated. Just because I was a junkie don't mean I didn't graduate college.
You sound educated. Just because you also sound like you're from the South doesn't mean you're not educated. Come on, it's obvious. You're sharp as a spear, you know what I mean?
What do you mean I'm from the South? I ain't nothing from the South.
What do you mean? You got good talk like that. I love talking to you. That's why I love calling back. I would have stopped a long time ago.
Alright, what else you need on my last and my expiration date?
Oh yeah. We're basically done with that. Like as long as you, so I'm going to shoot you an email, right? Real quickly while we're talking. What's a good email address for you? The robindempsey901@yahoo, right?
That's a good one. Now rdempsey@demcoroofing.com is ready to go. So you can use the 901 at this time.
So I'm just putting please reply to this email with all content. So that way you can just include me on everything that you need put on your website, mission statement, things like that. So I'll just put I'll need photos.
You know, I was just writing us a bio because the first guy that made our website, he was like, write your bio. And I've been drinking and doing coke and shit, so I'm fucking just kept talking.
As long as you're staying off the hard stuff, right? So we're good.
Yeah. Well, they ain't smoking that hard-ass marijuana shit. Like, I'm good.
All right. And then, like, there are other things like tagline, slogan. Again, if you want to capture that from your website, just let me know. Any of those things, we'll put that there.
I'm back and forth with my slogan. Because, all right, I had a slogan that was where precision meets perfection. Well, then my buddy, he opened up Total Precision Contracting, which he already had, like, the biggest roofing company in West Georgia. And he got pissed off. He said, fuck this shit. I'm going to Birmingham. And he opened that. And so I really didn't want to use that no more because of that, but I don't know if I want to change it either because me and my buddy, we were just fucking around one night. It was like, I was like, our thing would just be like, this is what we do. Like, all right, Nike, just do it. This is what we do. I don't know. So I don't know. You tell me whatever. I don't care if we have one or not.
It's clean to say where precision makes perfection. That's a kind of a clean slogan. I mean, just because someone else tried to copycat your idea doesn't mean you should run away from yours, you know?
Yeah, he had that LLC for years. I had no idea he even had that. And so when he did that, I mean, he's trying to get through the misfires of going through fucking litigation with Protech. Company he owns currently is big that my wife works at. And now, you know, he said, like, fuck my whole family, but me and you still gonna be cool. Well, I live at his house, and he said, you can move in my house and you can have everything in as long as you divorce that bitch. You got it, bud.
Wow.
That's his code. That's how bad that family is. It's fucking rooted.
Well, I did find a lot of stuff on your site, too, right now to kind of focus on some of the things you're doing here. So this is actually going to work really well. Like, all the things that you have listed on your site will help me kind of, like,
yeah,
populate some of the things.
I don't talk to my customers like I'm talking to you. You know?
Obviously. That's why we get along so well. Like, there's...
When I get up there in the ghetto and shit, and they motherfucker this, motherfucker that, give me another shot of hen. Like, okay, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
I got a couple, a black couple, I put their daughter to free falling, and then she referred me to them, and they became my friends. Like, it's an older black couple. The husband's name's Ray, and his wife's name's Florine, and Florine's the nicest old black lady you'll ever meet. So polite, nice. And Ray's a motherfucking raging alcoholic. And I'm like, holy hell, I wish to God I could get like y'all. He goes, and then you don't want to be like us. That damn fight for 50 years, just get here. Fuck it. I don't care. As long as I make it to where y'all are at right now, I don't give a fuck about 50 years. But, unfortunately, I married a whore and he didn't.
You know, And again, while I don't know the like everything that happened in your situation, but I will take your word for it because you seem a very straight shooter. So I will not dispute your statement.
I gotta
try to keep my cool only for the sake of the calls or candy recorded for quality assurance, right?
Oh, fuck. You can say whatever when you're lying.
No, you can say whatever you want. I mean, you're respectful to me.
I would rather for one somebody like you to call me and be straight, like I'm being straight with you, than fucking candy coat shit just because you're on a goddamn recorded line. Fuck that. Tell me the real shit. Let's go. I'll pay you extra. If it's going to be real, I'll pay for it. Fuck it. If it's not going to be real,
Just so you know, what you're talking about your current divorce situation, that's why I had one too. Because she decided apparently one man's not enough for her.
There's more to it than that. Like, I've been over here at the office, or the house, whatever you want to call it. It's a house with a badass office. So I just stayed here, I guess, a month too long. But we were seeing each other, talking to each other every day, having sex. Not too much, because I'm 38, she's 27. I don't want to have sex that much. I mean, not as much as she did, especially when you hear a motherfucking bitch all the goddamn time. So, I mean, it is what that is. I just want an STO company to come do what they say, and I'd rather for them to come at me like I'm coming to you than somebody feeding me a whole bunch of bullshit. And not
I still shoot you straight, right? And I just, at the end of the day, like, I'm not a business owner when I work for Local Splash. I do run my own business in the world of solar in Southern California. But when I work for Local Splash, you know, I do have to make sure that I follow protocols and so on and so forth.
I get it.
But let me ask you this. I know you've been in business 2 years. So is it officially 2021 or 2022 that you formed the business?
October will be 2 years.
Okay, so 2022. All right, and then roughly how many employees do you have?
It works directly for Demco or subcontractors, everything.
You could just say works directly for you if you want to do that. That's fine.
Nine, eight, or nine.
No worries. Roundabout again, and then obviously you focus on residential and commercial.
Yeah, I mean we do. 100% residential, but I would damn sure love to get a commercial job.
That's how we are in the solar. The same thing, right? It's like we got the door knockers for resi, but every once in a while we'll trip and fall into a commercial project. We're like, hell yeah, give me 120 panels.
Yeah. Well, so Southern California, do y'all got the 100% tax credit out there too?
There's no 100% tax credit. It's 30% tax credit.
Okay, I have a buddy. We was knocking doors, and we pulled up in this driveway, and we were trading the guy. It was his first day, and it was fucking middle of the damn winter, and it was miserable outside, and we stopped this house, and I'm like, man, why is this? And my cousin was driving my truck out, and I'm like, why the fuck he stopped this fucking this motherfucker got Colorado tag. He don't motherfucker don't own this house, live here, nothing. He knocked on the door, it's the motherfucker we went to high school with. So we're like, oh, fuck yeah, what's up? So he said he's been in Colorado doing solar. The reason he came back is because the guy that he works for out in Colorado made so much money in 2 years that he said, fuck it, y'all can have it. Y'all figure it out. And he said, the only problem is the financing to put the solar on. And then getting over that hurdle or some shit. And he said, there's only three states that do this 100% tax credit or something about tax credit. It's Colorado, Illinois, or South Carolina. And he was trying to recruit me to come up to South Carolina to help him do that or put the roofs on. So I was like, well, I'm not coming up there to sell my fucking solar. I will if you start getting in like checks like you're talking about, because you're talking about 19-year-olds getting like $70,000 checks for selling one solar panel group of whatever, however you say that, for, you know, for whatever kilograms or kilowatts or whatever. I don't know.
Sure.
That they would get paid. All right. So, I'm like, well, how does it work? Tell me about the tax credit shit. So I started looking at tax stuff for roofing. And so that's my end with the commercial shit is a tax code that can get them dollar for dollar amount back on their taxes to upgrade their buildings, just a few categories. Roofing is one, up to $1.62 million. So, and I just learned all that within the last 3 months.
Nice. Okay, well, I will let you know this. So everything that you're talking about and everything that you're asking, I appreciate you asking for that. What we can do, you know, we might be able to talk offline about it. So just FYI.
Yeah, just call me one day. We'll talk some solar and roofing shit.
Yeah. So that's fine. And now as far as the Google Business Profile, you have access to that, right? You can log into your Google Business Profile and share us access to it, correct?
Yeah, I just got it yesterday.
Okay, cool.
That's what I was in the middle of all your comments.
Okay. And then do you have your Yelp page as well? You have access to that as well, so we can help optimize that as needed?
Yeah, but do you think I need to keep it? Because it's fucking extremely expensive.
No. You don't have to keep it. I didn't know you're paying for Yelp. Get rid of it.
Yeah, it's costing me like $400 a month, which I did get I did make $8,000 off of it so far.
So you don't need a new Yelp page or anything like that, right? Like, we're good, right?
Well, last time I went to log into it, and it looks like I got two now for some reason. It's fucking weird.
Well, like I said, we're not going to touch it. That's fine. So you can do whatever you want with it.
I'll let you know.
Anything
I'm not signing up for something like that, I'll just let you know.
Yeah, okay. And then a business Facebook page. Do you already have that up and running? Let me see on your website. Just verify one more time. You do. That's right. So I got that URL. Again, we'll need logins to that one too, okay, for Demco Roofing. If you want us to make a new one for the other LLC for, like, insurance claims, just let me know, okay?
If I need what now?
Remember how you said you're going to do that second LLC, if you ever needed that? Or if you want us, do you want us to refresh your Facebook page at all, like with anything there or no?
Yeah, I mean, do y'all's thing, man. I don't fuck with that.
Okay.
Like it on Facebook.
Okay, so we would just need the login for your business profile, okay?
Is this fucking? I just put my finger on everything. I'll figure it out.
Put your finger. Yeah. Like I said, those are. Remember, those are the only things I need. Is that you? Once you give us logins, we're rocking and rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as you have access to those things, then you know we'll do everything else for you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got you. This is what everybody. I mean, this is what Top Tech Digital. But when they told me $100 a month, I'm like, fuck, you're right, motherfucker. I know you're lying. But I just
paid
$100 better.
And then for your Facebook ads, do you want to send us photos for the Facebook ads, like we run them like that, or we'll use some of your photos for the ad copy, or do you want us to use stock photos?
Well, you can get photos offline as long as they don't look like generic fucking photos.
Okay.
But I got a whole DJI album that I can drop you.
Okay, nice. Well, Rumor, I sent you the email, so whenever you want to, and then I'll get those. And then last thing that I have here for Facebook is, do you want a Facebook form fill, like for the call to action, or do you want direct calls, or Facebook Messenger, or all three?
I want them to call me.
Okay, calls.
Or, I mean, Facebook Messenger, that's 5G. What was the third option, texting?
All right, calls or for Facebook Messenger. The other one's a different thing. It's like a form filling, like where they, like, drop their email and stuff. You want it more direct.
No, I'd rather talk to them.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then do you prefer, if ever I reach out to you, I guess you're pretty open, right? I can reach out to you whenever?
Yeah. Is this your direct line?
I'm going to give you my direct line in a second, correct?
Okay.
And then you're going to send us the logo artwork and everything like that, right?
I got a bunch of photos.
Okay.
I'm going to send you one that I'm dead set on using. But on my backdrop, I'm like on the, I don't know if that'd be the best or not. Let's look at my Facebook. I think I just changed that shit last night. God dang. That's a fucking baggie right there. Hell yeah, I'll set you, baby. Fucking me and my buddy was fucking sitting there the other night, just fucking on my personal Facebook, and I put widowed on that motherfucker. Instead of, like, I just changed my, you know, from married to, you know, you get a single or whatever. I put widow. Dude, I've had so much fucking pussy hit me up since then. It's fucking funny as hell.
That is hilarious.
All right, so that profile pic, Demco Roofing, Facebook, that's definitely not the one I want to use, or the backdrop. Let's see.
You're talking about the Facebook profile that we're going to use? We're going to help get that set up.
Yeah. I mean, for now, though, I'm just going to go ahead. What I put on here, just leave. But I was going to talk to you about it, because I need to incorporate that SEC somewhere. Because if I S-Corp that, an LLC, Demco, and I'm doing all my fucking business under Demco.
So you can do this, right? Like, you can create a second profile with us if ever you want, and you know, when you're ready to incorporate that, we'll link the two sites together and all that fun stuff. So don't get me wrong, I want to earn your trust first, Robin, and then we'll build it out. No problem, brother.
Okay,
let's not put the cart before the horse. You know what I mean? We gotta make sure you like me first.
I'm just saying this for court purposes. I got to do that because.
Right. And when you're ready to do that, even if it's in a matter of a week or something like that, that's fine. I just want to execute at least a little bit something for you, so that way you know what's going down here. Okay.
Okay.
And then when you want a website, my site be rebuilt.
I'm not sure how fucking work. That's why I don't like fucking Facebook and nothing like that, man, because it's like drag and drop here, and I'm drag and drop, and boom, nothing. It fails. I gotta do shit. I hate that shit, dude. I'm not tech savvy, what the fuck.
That's all right. That's why, again, having someone like me that you can talk to, a normal human being who can still gather the information he needs, like I am, without making it sound like too weird. You know, that's what we're here for. All right. So, I got everything I need. I think for now, if anything changes, obviously I'll be the one to reach out. I'm going to shoot you one more text message so you have my direct contact line again. Robin, this is John Kyle.
107.
We're basically done with everything. You should have got a text message from me with my phone number and everything like that.
All right, let me write everything down. You then logo.
I sent you an email as well, but I'm gonna just say this: email me back. Logos, photos, about us, desired tagline, slogan, desired mission statement.
I mean, I advertise the fucking best claim specialist in the state. I don't give a fuck, and I feel like I am.
But I mean, that's a claim that you can always make, because being the best is an opinion.
That's an opinion, exactly. So, and but I back that shit up too. I'm a bad fucker with a poker.
I can tell. I mean, that's why you do so with what you do, because you don't mess around. I like it. All right, we're ready to wrap up. Last thing is, on the card you'll be using, is it going to be on the same address of 8801 Connors Road, or what's the billing address of the card?
Oh, no, I got three houses. Here, let's go with, this is 117 Brookwood Drive.
117 Brooklyn, like the city, or Brookwood?
No, Brookwood. Brookwood, one word.
B-R-O-O-K-W-O-O-D, okay.
Uh-huh.
City?
Bremen, B-R-E-M-E-N.
Zip?
30110.
30110, okay. And then card whenever you're ready, and then I won't charge anything yet. I still have to go through that last piece.
5348.
Yeah.
6900.
Okay.
0609.
Last four?
8345.
And the expiration?
728.
All right, and the last thing is three digits on the back?
412.
Okay, everything's good there. All right, and then a couple steps here, and then we'll be done, so about three more minutes. I let you choose a security question, but usually it's going to be me contacting you, but in case someone else from the Locust class is trying to reach out, when we do call, it's from the 877-635-6225. I'm going to put in the notices here that you prefer email and text correspondence more than phone. Is that fair for you? So you're not getting blown up all the time, or what do you want if we do reach out?
I would rather not have emails because I'm bombarded with emails from adjusters.
Okay. So no email, mainly text.
They can text me and call me all they want, sir.
Okay. No worries. All right. And then we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as your security question.
Mother's maiden name, Fuller.
F-U-L-L-E-R?
Yep.
All right. Almost done here. Appreciate you. Okay. So last thing before I wrap it up again. So the initial payment for today, right, it's $249 for the program. There's a one-time setup fee of $99. So today's payment is $348. And then every month thereafter, it's $249, okay?
Okay. So I'm going to try to drop out. All the money will be
there. Say that again?
As long as y'all do y'all's job, the money will be there. It's going to be a recurring payment.
It's a recurring payment, and then it's a recurring payment, but it's month to month, so you can cancel at any time. Like I said, I'm going to be in so much touch with you. You'll let me know straight if you feel like you're about to fire us, all right? So don't worry about it. I'm not going to avoid you because, you know, that's how we're going to talk. And like you said, we're straight with one another. And you and I may talk about solar real soon. So don't worry about that too. Georgia's a great market for solar. You want to learn? I'll gladly walk you through it.
Well, if you want to teach me, I'll gladly pay you.
There you go. So if ever you want to be if you ever say, hey, talk to my solar guy when you're doing a roof because they want solar too, by all means, brother, we'll be in good shape, you and I. All right. So last thing here is the voice verification. Again, this is the portion that's recorded for quality assurance. So I had it turned off for most of the call, so you're good. But for now, this is recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Oh, fucking gay.
Right. So to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Demco Roofing and Restoration.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Robin Dempsey, CEO.
Nice. Oh. And as CEO, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, of course?
I am.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
I am.
Okay, great. So to get results as fast as possible, Robin, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for letting me walk you through the onboarding stuff so you don't have to do a full onboarding call anytime soon. If we have any special questions, obviously we'll still reach out for little things here and there. But for the most part, it'll just be login information that we'll need. And so, thank you for that. But when we do call, just please be advised that sometimes you may receive calls from other parties or bad actors who are not related to Local Splash, sometimes pretending to be us. If that happens, that's why you have the security question, just to protect you just in case. But when we do call, our main line is 877-635-6225. That's our customer service number. If I call personally, it's actually coming from this number that I'm calling you on now, so you might want to store that one as Local Splash as well. But we have two numbers that we call from when we're calling your location, okay?
Okay. Hold on, let me get this. Okay, so did you text me earlier or something?
I've texted you a few times as we're talking. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So that 877 number is the main line. That's how you get a hold of me with my extension 1007. That's how you talk to customer service. Any of those things that you need to do that you need to get a hold of just anyone. That's the best number for that. And then, again, the direct number from our 678 line, the other number I'm calling you from now, you can also save that as Facebook/. Usually when I call, it's coming from a local number. Just to, so you understand the purpose of that, Robin, I'm sure you can appreciate this. We work nationwide, so we buy area codes in every state. So when we call, we have a higher chance of contact. So hope you can appreciate it.
Let's find your way to dipstick, Jimmy.
So last thing here is, you agree, of course, to be responsive to phone calls from Local/ when we reach out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Eventually, I can ever trust somebody with my business. I'll hand it over to an office girl, but.
Got it. Okay. And then if you ever have an office girl, obviously just let us know and we can appoint her as someone who can manage the marketing for you. Now, in hiring Local/ as your certified Google marketing representative, you also agree to let us know if you decide to let us go, right? And hire someone else and to do marketing for you, right?
Without a doubt.
Okay, great. I already notated all the other things. So Town Square and Top Tier, again, just if you haven't already officially canceled them, just let us know when you do, so we can start getting your website built out and ready to publish. Other than that, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 28, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. And then when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 28th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, it is a month-to-month program, Robin. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And then if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be checking in with you periodically and also probably very quickly when we talk about solar. But just so you know, for you and yours and I's sake, you're going to get an email and text message that says, welcome to Local/. Please view your initial invoice. You'll get that in about 15 seconds here. And there are 2 things to check off on the initial invoice. It's just outlining everything we talked about. Your go-live time of 7 to 14 days for the Facebook ads and details like that are in there. And then once you check off the 2 boxes at the bottom, Robin, you sign that as Robin Dempsey. And that will help you bypass the onboarding call that I was trying to help you bypass. So if you can get that completed within the next 24 hours, obviously you can read it as much as you need to make sure everything is clear on that and clean from what we talked about. But again, just to be clear, you don't have any cancellation fees that apply to you. There are things that do apply to other people that may involve cancellation fees, but those don't apply to you. Google guaranteed ads don't apply to you at this point yet. So there's a couple things in that don't apply to you at all. The things that do apply to you, again, we've already discussed over the phone, okay?
All right. So why does it take 7 to 14 days for the stuff that's live?
Because we still have to get your approval on it, right? So we're going to produce it, right? I mean, it still takes manpower to create the ad copy. It's customized to you. It's programmed to you and connected to your Facebook page, right? So we say 7 to 14 days because we still need your login information. Once you share that with us, then, you know, we'll get cracking on all of that stuff.
Okay. So I'll just send that and all the photo dumps and all that.
Yeah, like, so when you reply via email, it's also logins, right? Like, log into your Facebook business profile page if you have that, or your personal page if you don't have the business profile page login. Log into your Google business profile if you have that, and then log into your website. Those are the 3 most critical, okay?
Yeah, I got login.
You're going to get a lot of emails from Local/ as well. Just keep that in mind. So hopefully you can somehow iron through them. But if there's anything that they send out to you, the email that you miss, again, I'll check in with you a couple times in the next week or so, like during the next week as we head into the 4th of July, just to make sure your account is set up properly. So I'll do a lot of that managing that usually the customer service team would do, just because I want to make sure I give you that white glove treatment that you weren't getting from these other guys.
All right. So which one of these submissions am I supposed to click on?
There's an email that should say, welcome to Local/. Please click here to view your initial invoice.
You got to log into your account here. Actually, not about the invoice. Okay, right here. Please click on the invoice. Please click here.
But other than that, obviously, you know, if you have any questions, let me know. Bear with me one moment while I have you on the line here, okay? Here. All right. Let me know if you have any questions while you're looking over the that initial invoice thing.
No, that's good. I think I'll send it back.
Okay. Let me check it out here. See if we're good to go. Other than that, all right, great. And then let me know if you can confirm. All right, great. So we're good there, Robin. Appreciate you. I got the 10-4. So whenever you know you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And you have my direct contact, okay?
Okay, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Robin. We'll try to get everything set up. Yep, and we'll try to get everything set up in the very near future. I'll let the team know we bypassed the interview and the questionnaire, and we should be good, okay? And if anything else they need, I'll be sure to reach out.
All right. I appreciate it.
Have a great one. Yep. All right. Bye-bye now.